When were you stationed in Cuba? Before or after the missile crisis?
Oh, way before.
What was it like being stationed in Cuba? Were you on the ship or were you on shore?
No, I was in Airedale. Hurricane Hunter outfit.
So you chose the Hurricane Hunters?
Yep.
And what was it like down there in Cuba at the time?
When Batista was in power.
Was Batista the leader of Cuba before Castro?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so you were stationed down there when Batista was still in power?
Yes.
Okay.
But I tried to get the hell out of there as quick as I could.
Yeah, why is that?
And what they would do when Batista was in power, what he would do was get trucks, go up into the mountains, and they'd take these young ladies. Age didn't matter. They'd confiscate young ladies that were pretty, and they became hookers in the cities. And when Castro was taken over, he did not do that. He was against all that. Send the trucks up into the mountains and everything, and then throw the girls in the trucks.
So Castro, people were happy to see Castro come into
power?
Yes,
definitely. Okay. So this is going to sound funny. I sold drugs for Castro because I believed in what he was doing. I met him, too, and his brother. And the drugs I was selling were penicillin, antibiotics and things like that to help people get cured of diseases.
How did you get your hands on the penicillin?
I was what they call TAD, temporary assigned duty. And I worked in the dispensary there, so I knew how to get the drugs and give them.
Who would you give them to? Who would you give them the penicillin to?
I'd meet them different places and I'd more or less give them to them free. Somebody that had necessarily needed the drugs, you know, penicillin. And
so folks, the locals, the Cubans themselves were having trouble getting medication. So you were sharing the military drugs with the local Cuban people.
Yeah.
How did you meet Fidel Castro?
I met him because that's who I was giving a lot of the drugs to. And like I say, penicillin, things like that. Those were the drugs, not the stuff.
No.
I never did that. I hated
medicine, not drugs, yeah.
Yeah. There's the one club that was pretty cool was the Hatui Club. And when a new guy would be coming on the base, every Friday night, about 3 or 4 o'clock, everyone was getting dressed to go downtown to see the clubs and the girls and everything. The Hatui Club was a really hot one, and it was funny as all hell.
When you had leave in Cuba, you'd go out dancing?
Oh, all the time.
Was it totally different than dancing in Jacksonville and Memphis? Was it more of a salsa music, more of a Hispanic vibe?
Hispanic, yeah.
So were you dancing more like the salsa and other Hispanic dances than you were, say, the foxtrot or any?
No, it was that.
Okay.
And where I'd meet all the girls that I really wanted to date and that were nice, but I'd meet them at church.
Yeah.
Because I was a churchgoer. I knew they were nice. They were nice, nice girls. And that's what I'd do is I'd go to the dances.